On a Friday morning, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. There are more hearings in Congress today on a controversial new Pentagon report. It recommends repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that bars gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military. During yesterday's hearings, the Pentagon's top civilian and military officials asked Congress to repeal the law now. NPR's David Wellner has the story.
The hearing took place before the same Senate Armed Services Committee that earlier this year attached a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell to its big annual defense policy bill. Most Republicans on the panel were opposed. They later blocked that defense bill from being taken up by the full Senate on the grounds the Pentagon had not yet completed a study on the possible impact of such a repeal. With that report now in hand, Carl Levin, the committee's Democratic chairman, played up a key finding that 70% of more than 100,000 troops surveyed said allowing gays to serve openly would not negatively impact the military.
One of the most striking findings of this report relates to the experiences of service members themselves. An overwhelming 92% of troops who have worked with a gay or lesbian co-worker say there was no negative effect on their unit.
Repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell was a campaign promise of President Obama. John McCain, his 2008 opponent, is the top Republican on the Armed Services panel. McCain has led the opposition to a repeal, and yesterday he pointed to the study's finding that more than half the Army and Marine combat troops surveyed said a repeal would have a negative impact.
I remain concerned, as I have in the past, and as demonstrated in this study, that the closer we get to service members in combat, the more we encounter concerns about whether Don't Ask, Don't Tell should be repealed.
At the witness table, Defense Secretary Robert Gates sought to play down McCain's warning.
In my view, the concerns of combat troops as expressed in the survey do not present an insurmountable barrier to a successful repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. This can be done, and it should be done, without posing a serious risk to military readiness.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen went further. Repeal, he argued, would make the military stronger.
That's why I believe the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell will pass with less turbulence, even in the combat arms world, than some predict. In fact, it may be the combat arms community that proves the most effective at managing this change, disciplined as they are.
But repeal would also require certification from the president, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and the defense secretary that the military is ready for it. When pressed on this by Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown, Gates made clear that certification could take a while.
Before the certification is signed, everything has to be done to get ready. It's not something that I would start, that I would certify while it was still in process, as it were.
So that could be 4 months or 4 years. It really, you just want to make sure that they're at that point where you feel comfortable that those issues will be addressed?
That is exactly why I have been very careful not to talk about how long I think this will take to implement.
Gates strongly urged the senators to take up and pass the defense bill with the repeal provision during the lame duck session. Otherwise, he warned, the courts may suddenly end Don't Ask, Don't Tell on their own. But even with the Pentagon study finished, Senate Republicans are still unwilling to let the defense bill come to a vote. Here's South Carolina's Lindsey Graham.
I just think that just consumes all the time left in the lame duck. It is not a good use of the lame duck session's time.
Opponents of repeal expect to bolster their case today with the testimony of four armed services chiefs, all skeptical of rolling back the policy. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.